I'm out here on the hallowed Clonus turf. A very disappointing day for Downing's, losing the Ulster final to Dane of Cavan. And with joint manager Kevin Cookie-Geller, how is the feelings after that, Cookie?
Yeah, bitterly disappointed, Brendan. Look, credit to Dane, the better team won on the day. Just we didn't show up, simple as that, you know, but no excuses, the best team won.
Physically very imposing, Kevin. There was a lot of wides kicked by them early on, but it meant it was kickouts and they were just bossing us on the kickouts. It was very hard to get possession, which meant Downers were somewhat pegged in and they just kept coming and coming.
Yeah, look, they were on top in a lot of sectors, Brendan. Their wides, we're quite lucky that they kicked those five or six wides prior to the water break, you know, and they were getting on top in our kickouts as well, and look, we just couldn't get a grip of them at all, you know, but it's just, it happens in football, you know, yourself. You have to win your individual battles and certain battles all over the field, and we didn't do that today, and credit to Dan, they had their homework done on us, you know, and look at that again, I totally deserved their victory.
Yeah, I never thought at any stage, so Cookie, you were out of it, you know, you kept clinging in there, coming back, you know. Brilliant performance, obviously, Johnny McGrady and his 5 points. Larkin Connor up front looked so sharp every time. He won the ball out in front. It was a good platform when you got possession. And right up and really, I suppose, McBride sending off, Cookie, you were hanging in there. You know, if you had conjured up a goal or something, you were still in the game. That spare man probably left you a bit stretched.
Yeah, we spoke about that at half-time, Brendan, that how lucky we were to be still in the game. I think it was five each, 1-2 to 5 points or something like that. But, we didn't play in the first half. We tried to rectify a few wrongs at half-time, but it didn't work for us. And Johnny was sharp and lively today, and as was Larkin. But look at them, Larkin well wrapped up there today, Brendan, and every time he got the ball there was two or three men around him, and look at, that's credit to Dan. Look at, you try and take your danger men out of the game, and that's what they've done, you know.
Yeah, and I know it's hard now, Cookie, but listen, when the dust settles, you know, you wanted to win the junior championship this year, that's what you wanted to do, put it right from last year, you did that. Every other Donegal team fell really at the first hurdle. Downing's kept going to this final part, so you know it's still been a great journey, Cookie. You've come here to Clonus, you know, our provincial ground, so still a lot of plus points going into next year and going back to intermediate level.
Yeah, a lot of plus points. Look at what we come in there, you know, the three of us, myself, Barney and Anthony, and I think it was the 6th or 9th of September or something, and our goal was to win the junior championship and get back up to intermediate. And but look at when we done that, then we wanted to give Ulster a right good crack, you know. And look at maybe last week, last week took a lot out of us because we had four or five guys seriously struggling there. Like, it's not an excuse. Alan Pizzomo was struggling, and Kevin the Gooch was struggling, and Danny was struggling, and Shane Boyce. And look at, you know, we have a big panel, all right, but, you know, when you're not when you're down, men, but you have men struggling. We felt we had to give them that chance to start them today, you know. Maybe some of them might have been a wrong call, but look at, it's just disappointing, yeah. Don't know what else to say to you, Brendan. Yeah,
no, it's our, listen, thanks for joining us. It was a taxing campaign into the winter, all that training. Commanders gave me all these knocks. So it was a great effort from the lads. Just come up short today. Cookie, it was still a great season.
Oh, massive. Look, brilliant season. Brilliant 15 weeks, Brendan, you know. And look, it's something we'll have to sit down now as a management team and try and build it if we're going to stay on it. We were up until this morning, so I don't think that's going to change. Look at the club's been good to us there, and everything we asked for and wanted this last 12 weeks they've given it. So look at the boys. These boys deserve a lot better, you know, and it's just unfortunate today they didn't show up and perform, you know. But
yeah, well deserved. You'll be back. A well-deserved break first, yeah. Cookie, back for the new year. Good man.
Thanks, Brendan.
All the best, man.